ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ श्रीमद्भागवतम् 7th canto chapter 13 entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person, text 46, the last of the chapter. श्रीनारद उवाच धर्मं पारमहंस्यं वै धर्मं पारमहंस्यं वै मुने श्रुत्वा सुरेश्वरः मुनेः श्रुत्वा सुरेश्वरः पूजयित्वा ततः प्रीत आमन्त्र्य प्रययौ गृहम्। सीना ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। Narada Muni continued, after Prahlad Maharaj, the king of the demons, heard these instructions from the saint, he understood the occupational duties of a perfect person, Paramahamsa. Thus he duly worshipped the saint, took his permission, and then left for his own home. Purport. As quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 8.128. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene nai, Jai Krishna tatva veta sei guru hai. A guru or spiritual master can be anyone who is well conversant with the science of Krishna. Therefore, although Prahlad Maharaj was a grihastha ruling over the demons, he was a Paramahamsa, the best of human beings, and thus he is our guru. In the list of gurus or authorities, Prahlad Maharaj's name is therefore mentioned. Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manuhu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayasakir Vayam. The conclusion is that a Paramahamsa is an exalted devotee, Bhagavat Priya. Such a Paramahamsa may be in any stage of life, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyas, and be equally liberated and exalted. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the second canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Narada Muni continued, after Prahlad Maharaj, the king of the demons, heard these instructions from the saint, he understood the occupational duties of a perfect person, Paramahamsa. Thus, he duly worshipped the saint, took his permission, and left for his own home. It is the nature of a devotee, even though objectively seeing he may be very exalted, but he derives great pleasure in hearing from other exalted personalities. In fact, that is the occupation of a lover of God. Machitta madgata prana bodhayantah parasparam kathayantah shamam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. Everyone is looking for tushti, satisfaction. In whatever we do, we are looking for satisfaction. And ramanti, everyone is looking for happiness, recreation. entertainment. And where do we run to in our free time? Or where do we run to by creating a free time? Because otherwise you'll never get free time. Is the test. Here is Prahlad Maharaj, practically the controller of the whole universe after Hiranyakashipu. But he found time. Somehow took time out. Because in your free time, what you do is where you seek shelter, satisfaction, happiness. So he just somehow did whatever is necessary. But if you allow him, this is where he actually goes. It's like water. If you allow it, it goes down. Great force it may retain somewhere through a fountain, something. If you allow it, just naturally flows down. Similarly, the heart of a devotee, he may do whatever is necessary, but then if you just let go, naturally just flows towards wherever there is association of Krishna Katha. Yesterday we celebrated Ram Navami. That was Hanumanji's only desire when Lord Ramchandra asked him, ask me for some benediction. He said, wherever the glories of your lordship is sung, let me always be there. Yatra yatra Raghunatha kirtanam, tatra tatra kritamastaka anjalim, vashpavari paripurna lochanam, marutim namataraksha kandakam. Wherever there is glories of the Lord being sung, tatra tatra, where that place, krita mastaka anjalim, hand folded to his head, vashpa vari paripurna lochanam, with tears of joy, happiness, satisfaction, rolling down his cheeks, Hanumanji is always there. So, Prahlad Maharaj is traveling all over just to meet such exalted personalities. Though he was a perfected soul, 5-year-old. When he was 5-year-old, Lord Narsingdev appeared. So he said, what is necessary for me to go now? I am a perfected being. The Lord appeared for my sake. He has already given me personally. Lord Brahma coronated him. Still he is doing this. That is the nature of a great soul. He is a Mahajan. Narada Muni does that. His guru, Narada Muni, does that. His guru, Brahma, does that. Lord Shiva does this. Wherever there is Bhagavati, just everyone, all of them come. All these great Mahajans. So, Prahlad Maharaj asked this person and is describing the behavior of a perfect person. Narada Muni is giving a quoting to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj then asked question that what are the duties of different levels of people, and describing that of a sannyasi, a paramahamsa. Very interesting, this word is paramahamsa. A perfect person. Hamsa means swan. Swan has two very special features. One is, its body is designed in such a way that it can be in water, but absolutely water doesn't stick to it. We went to Banaganga the other day. These ducks, they also have. That's why raincoats are called duck back. Duck back. It's just like you pour water, just slips off. Always remains dry, just like lotus leaf. Put water and like just glides off. Turns into a droplet and just like mercury, it glides off. Duck back. This is swan back. So the first thing is, it is, though it's a creature of the water, generally it stays in water. Of course, doesn't stay in Bombay cities, metropolitan cities, it stays somewhere in the Himalayas always. The first thing is, it's in the water, but absolutely untouched by the water. Anyone who comes out and just one shrug like this, and completely, all that water which is sticking maybe, just one shrug like this and everything flies off. And it's fully dry. Fully dry. Even in the water, it's untouched. It's amazing how nature has created certain creatures like that. So that is the first characteristic, that it's in the water but absolutely untouched by the water. And the second feature of the swan is, if a mixture of milk and water is presented, it can just extract the milk and leave the water. I used to think this is just exaggeration. Or, you know, just some upama, just kind of allegory or something. But actually, one person who is an expert in this, he explained that swan has a particular kind of secretion in its mouth. It releases that secretion in the mixture of water and milk. And that some kind of acid it releases. So the milk turns into something like paneer. And then it just picks it up and leaves the water. Actually, just like if there's a milk and water, you put some dahi in it. After some time, or if it breaks, put some nimbu or whatever. Then immediately it just breaks. Water is separated and only. So that's how it has ability by which it can extract only the milk part and leave water. So similarly, a perfect human being, brahmanyadhaya karmani sangam tyaktva karotiyah lipyate nasapapena padmapatrami vambhasa. Krishna says in the Gita, how does a person live in this world? How can you be in the world but not become of the world? How can you be untouched? Everything is karmically infected. In this world, everything is, you can't breathe without karmically getting involved. If you breathe, millions of germs go in there. Finished. You have killed them. That means millions of times you have to take birth. As Krishna says in the Gita, you can't live in this world without getting entangled. It's very sticky. You can't swim in the ocean without getting wet. You can't live in the material world without being influenced by matter. It infects. How is it that they are able to, like a lotus leaf, remain in this world? There's two things that Krishna says. Brahmani adhaya karmani. Whatever activity they do, yajnarthat karmanah, anyatraha lokoyam karma bandhana. If an activity is done only for the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna, the problem is we do work for our satisfaction and pleasure, not Krishna's satisfaction and pleasure. That is the entangling factor. So when we do the activity for only for the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna, then it doesn't matter. You may be shooting arrows and killing millions of people like Arjuna in the battle, but absolutely untouched, karmically uninvolved. So first thing is the motive of the activity. What is the motive? Brahmani adhaya karmani and sangam tyaktva. Detached to any kind of attachments, then lipyate nasa papena. Even though it's very much within an infected environment, but he remains disinfected. Like the Lord, purna shuddham apapa vidham, the devotee also, being connected with the Lord, remains like a hamsa. So therefore, he is saying, I don't get my mind connected with all these things. So this is the first part. Brahmanyadhayakara sangam tyakva lipyatena sapapena. And secondly, extracting only the essence. Saragrahi. Saragrahi. So who is Saragrahi? What is the Sara? Sara means the essence of anything. What is the essence of the purpose of creation? What is the main purpose of creation? The purpose of creation is giving a rebellious, materially conditioned soul an opportunity to just go back home, back to Godhead. That's all. There is no other purpose to this creation. The whole creation is designed simply to serve this one purpose. It's the only purpose. So, saragrahi means that purpose is kept in mind. Anukulyasya sankalpo, pratikulyasya varjanam. Anything that helps me to go back home, back to Godhead, I will accept it. And anything that does not serve this purpose, however auspicious it may look materially, however attracting and tempting and it may look, but I'm not concerned with it. That means focused. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Bhaktir Uttamam. This is Anukulyata. That means everything is meant for one purpose, to please the Lord. That's the spiritual world. Everyone is focused. What will actually please the Lord? And therefore, such a person only takes whatever is the essence and leaves the rest. Takes the essence, leaves the nonsense. That is Saragrahi. And anyone from any status of life who has understood this and is living by this is actually a perfect person. He cannot be judged by the externals. Since time immemorial, the same theme is occurring in all the Puranas everywhere. The tendency is to be bogged down by the details or by the non-essentials. The tendency is gradually and gradually, even though it is revived, but again it just, that's the nature of this world. Everything is compromised, compromised, compromised over a period of time. Why? Only because of one problem. Because the people in this material world have come here to enjoy and lord it over. Therefore, even the best of the purest of the things they take and contaminate it with their own motivations. So you can't expect anything to remain pure here, because nobody here is pure. Unless the Lord comes or some representatives of Him come. Because the whole environment is so impure, somehow you struggle to purify something and try to give it and maintain the purity. But somehow each one adds their own. Every time it is touched, just like something very pure, sterilized, you keep there. People are asked, only those who are, you know, disinfected, washed everything, just like in an operation theater. Nobody is allowed to just walk in. Anyone comes, touches, finished. It has to be again sterilized. So any person with own motivations take this message, there is a danger that they will contaminate it with their own perverted motivations.
They may quote scriptures. What is their agenda? We find this theme repeated again and again. Brihaspati said the same thing. Shukracharya said the same thing, quoting scriptures. During the time of Haridas Thakur, we find this same principle. So-called Brahmanas. During the time of Jesus, the priests. Everyone had their own concoction. But only the Mahajans, who are the Hamsas, who are in the world, but absolutely untouched by the world, and extract only the essence, and utilize everything to actually perfect their own lives, and help others to perfect their lives. That is their only focus. That's their only focus. How to purify our existence, and how to help others purify their existence. If this is the only focus, such a person can perfect one's life in this very lifetime. And it doesn't matter, sthane sthita, wherever that person is situated, he's a perfect person. That is the only principle that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach. In addition, of course, to facilitate that, he gave Namna Makari Bahudha Nijas Sarva Shakti. He empowered the holy name with all the powers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to give the highest prema, so that other things will happen as a byproduct without any endeavor, without any separate endeavor. So the universal principle, which is eternally there in the inscribed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, given at the beginning of creation to Brahma, till today, the same principle is there, that kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene noy jai krishna tattva veta sei guru hoy. And to set an example, the best of the brahmanas, highest in the varna, and the best of the sannyasis, the highest of the ashramas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, when he went to South India, he met Ramanand Rai and started asking questions from him. Please tell me, what is the goal of life? What is the highest goal of life? Ramanand Rai said, "My Lord, what can I tell you?" He says, No. You tell me. I have heard from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He told me that if you go to South India, don't forget to go to Godavari district and meet, if you want to do. Because Sarvabhauma used to always criticize, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would always criticize Ramananda Rai as a bhavuk, as a sentimental. That was a perfect big scholar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But later, only when he, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became a devotee, he realized, I missed out such a golden opportunity. This person was such a glorious devotee. He said, "Mahaprabhu, if you go there, don't miss. You will have a good time. Wonderful association. You should meet him." And when he approached Ramananda Rai said, "What can I know, my Lord? But I am like a stringed instrument and you are like the player. If you want me to play whichever tune, I will play." So in this way, he asked him, and he glorified and glorified and brought it to the highest pinnacle of love of God. And Mahaprabhu wanted to demonstrate it personally. Apani Acharya Prabhu Jivara Sikhai. He said, "Here, the best of the sannyasis, the best of the crest jewel of all the brahmanas, Dvijamani, and Sannyasa Shiromani, he is sitting and hearing from Ramanand Rai, who was a kayastha in some part of the India. It is considered as level to Shudras. But he was hearing from him, just to set an example. And he told this. And Prabhupada quotes this so much, so often. Not only did Prabhupada quote this, or did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
exhibit this by personal example, but actually empowered the so-called fallen people at that time, the lowest of the caste from the Yavana, Haridas Thakur. He made him the Nam Acharya. He actually, the Nam Acharya is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving the Nam. He is the Kali Yuga avatar. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna avatar. And that is come. Mahaprabhu has come to give this. But he gave this title to Haridas Thakur. That Namacharya ship he offered to Haridas Thakur to show to the whole world this universal principle. Here is a person. He is fit to deliver the whole mankind. And then Rupa and Sanatan, who were ostracized by the community, Brahmana community then, because they took servitorship under Hussain Shah. Under the if you become a servant of someone, you are a fallen. Finished. That was the standard of Brahman community then. Because Brahmanas serve by giving Vedic knowledge, the Kshatriyas by collecting taxes, and the Vaishyas by agriculture, etc. So they don't take service under anyone. The moment you take service under someone, you are considered a Shudra. The moment they took service, they were ostracized, especially from Yavana. So they were absolutely ostracized. Prabhupada explains, I was reading a lecture in Los Angeles, 1970, he was just telling this. He said, hookah pani bun. He said, ostracized means hookah pani bun. In the villages also, he was telling, during his time also in the villages, if someone is ostracized from the community, means two things bun. Number one, hookah. All villagers would come together and hookah, and then they will discuss. Intimate, heart-to-heart conversation. Then they pass it in. So, this was, a meeting was held, and this was a regular satsang. Kind of a sangha where they come and take hookah. And then, so that fellow cannot come and sit with us. Hookah ban. And pani ban, nobody will drink water from his house. What to speak of taking food. Finished. What do you do? Rupa Goswami says, Guhyam akhyati bhungte bhojayate. No loving exchange anymore. They finished. That person is totally finished. In the village, no one will sit with you. And heart-to-heart conversation means hookah ban. And exchange of food for food, not even water. So this was ostracized. So they were ostracized from this community. They can't come anymore. Practically no. But then Mahaprabhu took them and established them as Goswamis. Deliverers of the whole mankind. Empowered them by giving them these instructions and empowered them to distribute it, establish it, and to distribute it. So this is Mahaprabhu's mission. This is the essence of Vedic principle. Anyone from any situation, social varna or ashram, any situation of life, but if he is well versed with the science of Krishna, say Guru Hai, and empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this land of India, Srila Prabhupada did this miracle. Otherwise, if you go to any, just imagine, go back to a time when you were not Krishna conscious. You have not come in contact with devotees. You didn't know what is what. Can anyone think of hearing about Vedas, essence of Vedas, from people outside of India? Inko kya malum? Hum Gita sunayenge tumko. They think they know everything. They can never understand that someone can extract the essence and deliver the whole mankind. Shatkarma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visharadaha avaishnavo guru nasyad vaishnavo shupacho guru. Shastra says, Shatkarma nipuno patan patan yajan yajan dana pratigraha, perfect. Perfect meters, recitation. Mantra tantra visharadaha, perfectly performing all the mantras and yajnas, chanting, spick and span. Avaishnavo guru nasyad. If he is not a Vaishnava, forget about delivering others. He can't deliver himself. Not only himself, along with the whole family will go to hell. Like Ramchandra Khan, for criticizing Nityananda, for criticizing or trying to belittle the position of Haridas Thakur out of envy. Again and again we see this theme, repeating. And it's a very, very glorious way, a substantial way, established by Srila Prabhupada, empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a Rupanuga. Mahaprabhu also empowered Rupa Goswami. I would like to just read a beautiful verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching to Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very sweet. We were discussing the other day. Chaitanya Charitamrita is so sweet. So, before every chapter, in first verse of the chapter, he gives the essence of the chapter. That's amazing. Another thing about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Like a jewel. Just before, in a Sanskrit, he just gives the essence. He says, in this, Mahaprabhu empowering Rupa Goswami. In this, Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami. Vrindavaniyam rasakeli vartam kalena luptam nijashakti uktaha sancharya rupe vyatanot punasa prabhur vidho prag ivaloka srishtim. Vrindavaniyam rasakeli vartam. Vrindavaniyam rasakeli vartam. The most confidential loving exchanges of Vrindavan, Rasakeli Vartam, Kalena Luptam, by the influence of time, it had actually been forgotten. Nija Shakti Muktaha, being very eager, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nija Shaktim Sancharya, by empowering his own potency into Rupe Vyatanot, to Rupa Goswami, and he empowered Punaha to re-establish it again. How? Wonderful example. He says, Vidhav Prag Ivaloka Srishtim. Just as previous time when Brahmaji had forgotten, he went to sleep and next day morning he had forgotten how to create. In the beginning of creation when Brahma appeared, he didn't know who he was. What is he supposed to do? And at that time, the Lord, Tene Brahma Hrida, Adikavi Brahma, Tene Brahma Hrida, the Lord empowered by instructing him. He gave him the instruction. You do tapasya. And then, he empowered him by giving the knowledge in four verses. That is not that Krishna just kept a finger on the head of Brahma and said, and Krishna said, I have become impotent, you know, all power is gone. Empowered him by asking him to tapa. You do tapasya. To absorb this, you have to qualify yourself. Do tapasya. And then, he actually gave him this knowledge. Four words. And then, he gave him the knowledge and empowerment to create according to the will of the Lord. Similarly,
the Lord instructed for 10 days on the Shashwamedh Ghat and later empowered Rupa Goswami, seeing him as a qualified person, possessed of all suitable qualities, to establish Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. Mano Abhishtam, the desire why he descended, Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. He empowered him to establish it. Therefore, we call ourselves Rupanugas, followers of Rupa Goswami. And in such a unique and such a expansive way, that has been done by Srila Prabhupada. At Radha Damodar, he was overlooking Rupa Goswami's bhajan kutir and samadhi and praying, only empowered by Rupa Goswami can I actually achieve what my Guru Maharaj has instructed me. That established the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the planet in English language. How could he do that? So, I would just like to read. When Rupa Goswami came along with Anupam to meet the Lord in Prayag, then he saw, that was the time he composed, he saw Mahaprabhu distributing love of God freely in such a powerful way, and then he composed this. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya, very very magnanimous personality, Krishna Prema Pradayate, is giving, distributing freely. So it said, but Mahaprabhu saw that there were a lot of people here, so took Rupa aside. Loka bhida bhaye prabhu dashashvimidhe jay Rupa Goswami ke shiksha karana shakti sanchariya. Loka bhida bhaye prabhu dashashvimidhe jaya. He said, there's two crowd here, come here. He took him to Dashashvamedh Ghat on the banks of Prayag. We recently went there when we were Kumbh Mela. Rupa Goswami ke shiksha karana shakti sanchariya. Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shuyade. Krishna has immense potencies. And one potency is preaching potency. Kali Kaler Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tar Pravartan. It is not possible to convert, to transform the hearts of people without being empowered by the Lord. We can't do it. No material qualifications can we actually do that, unless and until we are empowered by the Lord. Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Pranta, Sava Shikhaila Prabhu, Bhagavat, Siddhanta. Krishna Tattva, who is Krishna? Bhakti Tattva, what is Bhakti? And Rasa Tattva, what is this loving exchange? Pranta, the ultimate limit of understanding of Krishna. The most confidential understanding of Krishna, the highest understanding of bhakti, the highest relish of rasa. Sabha Shikhaila Prabhu Bhagavat Siddhanta, including the conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ramanande Pashayata Siddhanta Shunila Rupe Kripa Karitaha Sabha Sancharila. Just see the humility, or just see the glory of Mahaprabhu. He didn't take the credit. He said, I have heard all of this from Ramananda Rai. And now I am going to instruct you. You please take this. Shri Rupa Hridaye Prabhu Shakti Sancharila Sarvatattva Nirupiya Pravina Karila. Shri Rupa Hridaye Prabhu Shakti Sancharila. By his instruction, by his blessings, and seeing that he was a qualified person, equipped, that he will take this message and do the necessary to realize that. Sarvatattva Nirupiya Pravina Karila. He made him expert in that. Shivananda Senera Putra Kavikarnapur Ruper Milana Granthe Likhya Chena Prachur. Shivananda Sen, the son of Shivananda Sen, Kavikarnapur, has written in his Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak beautifully this
meeting of Rupa and Mahaprabhu. It's very great, very elaborately described. But one particular verse, very, very sweet, has been there. I just thought I would, Kavi Karnapur write this.
Priyaswarupe, Daitaswarupe, Premaswarupe, Sahajabhirupe, Nijanurupe, Prabhurekarupe, Tatanarupe, Swavilasarupe.
This is composition. See, that's the wonderful nature about a language. Language is meant to communicate emotions. The other day we were discussing which language to teach children. English or Hindi or Sanskrit. Language means you have to teach every aspect, subtle aspects. Romance, compositions, you know. Romance, literature, and then horror. All rasas basically. If you want to learn Hindi, all kinds of compositions of that language one has to learn. Without that you can't express your emotions. It's like a fellow who has no speech. Hearing impaired, can't speak. And he has so much emotions. In fact, Narada Muni says that is bhakti. Pure devotee has so much, he can't speak, you know. A deaf man, he wants to speak. He has seen something. Nobody can understand him. Similarly, language is a tool. It's a powerful tool. And the more the more the language is all-encompassing, and more the language is, mastered the language, you can very effectively communicate all your feelings. There are so many words which has no English equivalents. Rasa. A juice? No, juice is not actually rasa. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said mellow. He is the best. So Prabhupada writes, since there is no other, my Guru Maharaj used this, I am going to use this, mellows. You refer to dictionary to understand it. That's the closest I can tell you. According to the culture, you get language. According to the subtlety of all the emotions. People don't know what are the different types of emotions, first of all. Bhakti, rasa. The primary rasas, the secondary rasas. Shaurya, virya. Very difficult. Chivalrous. You can somewhere get some things. So, this is such a beautiful composition. Essential truth spoken concisely is eloquence. So eloquently, Kavi Karnapur has glorified Rupa Goswami. Priyaswarupe, Daitaswarupe. Priyaswarupe, Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Swarup Damodar. Priyaswarupe, Daitaswarupe. He was very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Premaswarupe, unto the replica of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal ecstatic love. The manifestation of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love in person form, his divine grace, we say, no? Is Rupa Goswami. Mano Abhishtam. Sahajabhirupe, and naturally was very beautiful. Nija Nurupe, exactly followed the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nija Anurupe. Prabhureka Rupe, competent to explain properly the message of Mahaprabhu. Tatana Rupe, therefore he explained, he selected Rupa Goswami. Rupe, Swavilasa Rupe, to describe the pastimes of transcendental literature. That is why after hearing this, he empowered him to write the Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. The oceanic nectar of all the emotions in relationship with Krishna, which Mahaprabhu came to relish and to share. Then he says, Mahaprabhu yato bada bada bhakta matra. Now, after receiving this mercy, how did Rupa Goswami, a lot of mercy we may all receive, but to digest that mercy you need capacity.
We may eat nice paneer, everything, but if we don't have the power to digest it and actually utilize it, then, you know, there is indigestion and everything is finished. So immediately it says, Mahaprabhu yata bada bada bhakta matra rupa sanatana sabar kripa gaurava patra. All the great exalted devotees of Mahaprabhu, rupa sanatana sabar kripa gaurava patra. All of them showered their mercy, kripa patra and gaurava patra. They were all respectful to these two, rupa sanatana. Keho yadi deshe jaye dekhi vrindavan tare prashna karena prabhur parishad gan. Anyone who would come from Vrindavan, all the parishads, Mahaprabhu's associates would gather around him like a fly and start inquiring from him. What would they ask? Kaha taha kaiche rahe rupa sanatan, kaiche rahe kaiche vairagya kaiche bhojan. Kaha taha kaiche rahe rupa sanatan. How are rupa sanatan living in Vrindavan? Kaiche rahe, how do they spend their, what do they do? What are their activities? Kaiche vairagya, what kind of activities are they performing of renunciation? Kaiche bhojan, what kind of food they eat? Kaiche ashta prahara karena Sri Krishna bhajan, tave prashansiya kare sei bhaktagan. What in ashta prahara, throughout all the 24 hours of the day, kaiche karena Sri Krishna bhajan, how are they worshipping the Lord? When they would ask like this, tabe prashansiya kahe sei bhaktagan, those who have written from there, they started describing the lifestyle of Chaitanya of Rupa and Sanatan. When Hridayananda Goswami received sannyas initiation from Srila Prabhupada, he asked, so Prabhupada, what is the duty of a sannyasi? He said, read Shad Goswami Ashtak. Live like them. Srimas Acharya very beautifully compiles the Shad Goswami Ashtak. What is the difference between a self-realized and a conditioned soul? Prabhupada explains their activity, their absorption and their alertness. So their activities, their absorption and their alertness to the goal of life and preparing for it is so beautifully described in these sentences of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. That they would describe, these devotees who have come from Vrindavan to describe. Aniketana duhe rahe yata vrikshagan, ekeka vrikshera tale ekeka ratri shayan. Aniketana duhe rahe. They have no house. Yata vrikshagan, they just stay under the trees. Ekeka vrikshera tale ekeka ratri shayan. Every day they don't live under the same tree for 2 days, lest they may become attached. It's a fact. You can become to attach a particular seat in the local train regularly to sit there. It's a miserable place. But still you may be attached to one particular. People do that. Prepare everything in advance to come there. Fourth compartment, window seat, left one. There's nothing so exciting about it, but still people can be attached. So, Vipragrahe sthula bhiksha kaha madhukari shushkaroti chana chivai bhogapari hari. Vipragrahe sthula bhiksha. Sometimes they just go in some brahmana's house, they beg something. Kaha madhukari, and sometimes they just do some madhukari. Shushkaroti chana chivai. Some dry roti and chickpeas. Chavai. Bhoga parihari, they have absolutely given up all kinds of sense gratification. Koraya matra hathe, hathe means kamandalu. Koraya matra hathe, kanta chida bahirvas. Torn quilt is their only external covering. Krishna katha, Krishna naam, nartana ullas. Krishna katha, Krishna naam, nartana ullas. They take pleasure in these things. Ashta prahara Krishna bhajan charidanda shayane namasankirtana preme nahe seha dine. Ashta prahara Krishna bhajan. 24 hours a day they are engaged in worshipping the Lord. And charidanda shayane. Danda means 24 hours. 24 minutes. One danda means 24 minutes. Chari danda means how much? 24 fours are? 90? 96. So 1.5 hours approximately. 6 minutes extra. Chari danda shayane. Naam sankirtane preme nahe seha dine. And sometimes they are so absorbed in chanting the holy name, they forget to take rest also. Of course, we can't imitate this. As Gaurang Prabhu said very nicely the other day, he said, if you sleep too much, you become lazy, and if you sleep too little, you'll become crazy. So, if you don't want to be crazy, you can't imitate. Only a crazy person will try to imitate. Of course, naturally and gradually we may proceed towards that at our own pace, taking inspiration from others. Kabu bhakta rasa shastra karaye likhan, chaitanya katha shune kare chaitanya chintan. Kabu bhakta rasa shastra karaye likhan. They would come together and discuss and write books, not like sahajiya. And now we don't require all this sadhana, now only bhava. They would scrutinizingly study scriptures, not for name and fame, but for spreading Krishna consciousness. Even at that stage, not only were they experiencing, but planning strategically how to actually spread Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam, his desire. Chaitanya ra kripa rupa likhiya chena apane, rasamrita sindhu granthera mangala charane. He himself, Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami has explained right at the outset of Bhaktir Samrat Sindhu, after offering obeisances to Krishna, he says, Hridiyasya preranaya pravartitoham varaka rupopi tasya hare padakamalayam vande chaitanya devasya. I am writing even though varaka rupopi. I am a rupa, I am an unqualified person, but still, Hridiyasya preranaya pravartitoham. I am being pushed by the inspiration of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write this. Tasya hare padakamalayam vande chaitanya devasa. To that Lord I am offering my obeisances. Ehi mato dashadina prayage rahiya, shirupe shiksha dila shakti sanchariya. 10 days Lord Chaitanya stayed at the Dashashwamedh Ghat and personally instructed throughout. Prabhu kahena shunarupa bhakti rasera lakshan, sutra rupe kahi vistara nayaya varnan. I am going to just give you a drop. There is no end to this. Para para shunya gambhira bhakti rasa sindhu, toma chakhai tetar kahi ek bindu. What can I tell you, Rupa? Para apara shunya. There is no length and breadth to this particular ocean of knowledge that I am going to tell you. Para apara, there is no length and breadth, shoreless, and gambhira, the depth is also unlimited. Bhakti rasa sindhu. That is what I am going to tell. And therefore, toma chakhaite tar kahi ek bindu. Just to give you a taste, I'll give you a drop. Because how can I glorify? This is endless. The Lord's glories are endless. So in this way, Rupa Goswami was empowered. And their lifestyle showed how they actually digested it and then qualified themselves to utilize that empowerment to actually give it to the whole world. So, recently this time, after the Vyas Puja, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he concluded his talk on that day by telling one has to become serious, sincere, and no ulterior motives. He emphasized it actually twice. So since that, a lot of devotees approached me. They said, Prabhuji, what are the difference between the three? They all sound a little similar. I said, yeah, but there is a difference. And I also did some research, of course. Already there was a particular verse I was very much relishing in Bhagavatam. But when I heard this and somebody asked me, that suddenly clicked. I said, yeah, I know a verse. If you really want to know what is this, all the three put together, what exactly it is. He said, I said, you just refer to this verse. And I strongly recommend all of you, if you really want to know, which is exactly what is required to empower ourselves to accept the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to distribute. Which is what these Goswamis did. That's how they were empowered. So Narada Muni, how he became Narada? He's one of the Mahajans. Mahajano yena gatasya pantha. We have to follow in the footsteps of Mahajans. Narada Muni happened to meet the Bhaktivedantas. He happened to get their mercy, causeless mercy. He happened to get some understanding of what is the ultimate goal of life from them. But unfortunately, after some time, they left. Then Vyasadeva asked, after that point, what did you do, O Narada, as a son of a maidservant, to become an eternal associate of the Lord in the spiritual world? And Narada Muni said, after that, I actually went in search, desperately looking for Krishna everywhere, not being attached. I traveled through cities and towns and villages and everywhere. And I sat down in one place and actually the Lord appeared to me. The Lord appeared in my heart. From my heart, he disappeared and he appeared right in front of me for a second. And then he disappeared. And then I tried to again refocus. And then the Lord said, why I am saying this? Because all of us also, Kalau Shudra Sambhava, we are all Shudras. All of us have the good fortune to meet the Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada. Somehow or other, by causeless mercy, we all have had the good fortune of hearing from the Bhaktivedanta. Bhaktivedantas, anyone who is repeating that same message. Somehow we have had the opportunity to serve in some insignificant way without our knowledge also sometimes. And now we are in the same situation like Narada Muni. But the only difference is in that very lifetime he became qualified to enter the spiritual world. Now what did he do? And if he followed that one particular instruction, what he did, and if he follows sincerely in that footsteps, seriously, without ulterior motive, we may actually do that. So Narada Muni is explaining. The Lord appeared. O Narada, the Lord spoke. I regret that during this lifetime, you will not be able to see me anymore. And all of us, first time when we came in the kirtan, first time we saw the Lord, first time we heard Brahma Samhita, or first time we had prasad, or somewhere, we got a wonderful experience. Maybe in the kirtan, somewhere, we got a very wonderful experience. As if only me and Krishna, no one else can understand. But after that, I'm coming, but what happened? Nothing is happening. Where did that first taste go? I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Why? Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. Avipakva kashayanam durdarshoham kuyoginam. Avipakva. Avipakva means immature because of too many material motivations, material taints. Kashayanam. Durdarshoham. You can't see me again. Kuyoginam. Incomplete in service. And then he says, O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. That hankering actually burns away the
kashaya or all the unwanted anarthas in the heart. Of course, Narada Muni had got bhava stage. All the tears were rolling down and he was... And in his case, it was simply to further increase his love. But through this, we have to follow Mahajano Yena Gata Supanta. By service of the absolute truth, even for a few days, a devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence. This is the Lord is saying. Please listen to Narada Muni. Consequently, he goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present deplorable material worlds. Intelligence engaged in my devotion cannot be thwarted at any time, even at the time of creation as well as at the time of annihilation. Your remembrance will continue by my mercy. And then, then that supreme authority personified by sound and unseen by eyes, but most wonderful, stopped speaking, feeling a sense of gratitude. I offered my obeisances unto him, bowing my head. So after the time the boy saw the Lord, till the time he departed from this world, there's only one verse that he did. He says, this is all I did. And that is what? There's only one verse. Because he says, next verse, and so Brahma, Vyasadev, in due course of time, I who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna and who therefore had no attachment, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. So he saw the Lord, and next to next verse he says, in this way I left my body. So the next question is, what did he do from the point he saw the Lord or experienced something about the Lord till he left his body? He said he did only one thing. And if you read this purport, it tells you what is sincerity, what is seriousness, and what is no ulterior motive. If you are interested, you can refer to this. 1:6:26. First canto, 6th chapter, 26th verse. Namani anantasya hatatrapah pathan, guhyani bhadrani kritani cha smaran, gam paryatan tushtamana gatasprahah, kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsarah. Thus, I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. And please listen to the purport of Srila Prabhupada. All the three occur here, that's why. It's just, this is about 10-12 lines purport. The life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narada Muni by his personal example. Such a devotee, after his initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and traveling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire, to go back to Godhead. This awaits them in due course on quitting the material body. But because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. And he concludes by one sentence. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity, to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive of personal material gain. This last statement concludes everything. So we have to be having no ulterior motives. We have to be serious and we have to be sincere. Serious about what? The first two lines tell. Namani anantasya hatatrapa pathan. Giving up all formalities of the world. Hatatrapa. Irrespective of who says what. Namani anantasya pathan. Always chanting the glories of the Lord. Keeping this as a top priority focus. And divyani guhyani bhadrani cha smaran, kritani cha smaran. Guhyani, it's very, very confidential, the pastimes and form and activities of the Lord. Guhyani, bhadrani, and very, very beneficial, auspicious. Kritani, his activities, cha smaran. So seriousness means we have to take the process of chanting and remembering the Lord seriously. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantide. Otherwise, mama maya duratyaya. The only way is to take shelter and through the process of hearing and chanting and remembering the Lord. But that means we have to take that seriously. Then, guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmar. Then, gam paryatan. You may say, Prabhuji, I am not able to travel all over. You know, I don't have visa to travel all over the world. Gam paryatan here means he traveled only to preach. Amar agyay guru hoya taroi desh, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Basically, whomever you meet, you try to give. So one is, you take the process yourself seriously and give others. Gam paryatan, tushta mana. You should be completely satisfied. A dissatisfied person becomes restless. And who is satisfied? Only a grateful heart can be satisfied. Otherwise, we are always hankering. This is the first sign of a sthita pragya. You know, Krishna is asked by Arjun, what is the sign of a self-realized soul? He says, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanyeva atmana tushtah. Atmanyeva atmana tushta. He is satisfied in whatever condition he is. Because the nature of the mind is to create disturbances. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami. Sakali ashanta. Dissatisfied because this is not fulfilled. So many desires or so many expectations. So tushta mana and gataspraha. Gataspraha means no other desire, only one single desire to go back to Godhead. That's our only focus. I want to go back to Godhead. And he says, kalam pratikshan. Kalam pratikshan means waiting for the time when I'm going to give up this body. Waiting. Now waiting means he has given up liberation. Because there are two kinds of people who simply don't wait. Those who want to enjoy this world want to prolong their life. They want to live like Brahma. They want to live like Indra. If you are enjoying something and death comes, he says, oh, why is it coming? I want to live for some more time. A bhogi wants to live in this world beyond his time. And a person who is miserable in this world, he says, why doesn't I die? Why don't I die? Sometimes I used to wonder, you know, Jagannath Das Babaji, 120-year-old, carried in a basket, can't lift his eyebrows also. Why survive? Why not drink something and finish off? Anyway, you're going to go back home, back to Godhead. So that's a desire, for liberation. I want to be liberated from the suffering, my Lord. Take me away. As early as possible. I don't want to be in this world. Dirty, filthy, material world. That is a desire for liberation. Subtly. You don't want this. I don't want this. Whatever is given, I don't want it. I want something else. Or I don't even want this. So whatever has been offered, thank you. So kalam pratikshan. Vimado. Vimat saraha. And not proud that I am going back to Godhead. You are sure that you are going to go back to Godhead. But there is no pride because you know it's Krishna's mercy. It's Guru's mercy by which I am going. I have no qualification. Vimado. And such a person is never proud of whatever situation he's been put in. And Vimat Saraha. Who can be non-envious? only one who has a desire, I want to go back home, back to Godhead. All of you stay here, Hari Bol, I don't want any position. You occupy permanently the position, I am going. Just like, you know, when you are traveling by train, when your stop comes, you don't want to carry the seat along with you, you stay. People grab that seat, oh thank you, use it. I am going to get on because my job is over. We do whatever is necessary to survive and then get out. So if the focus is there, automatically a person becomes non-envious. And this is gata spruha, means no ulterior motive. And seriousness means to take the process of going back home, back to Godhead very seriously. Taking shelter of the Lord through chanting and remembering. And what is sincerity? Sincerity is how to please and satisfy Krishna. No one else. That's not, everything else is secondary. So, anya abhilashita shunyam. Anya abhilashita shunyam means no other ulterior motives. And jnana karma adi anavritam. This is seriousness. Don't get caught up in jnana, karma, little business of staying here and doing some extra things. Anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. The only sincere person is, sincerely I want to please Krishna. I simply want to please Krishna. That is bhakti uttama. That is actually uttama bhakti, highest devotion. And for such a person, the Lord will surely empower to purify our heart and also those of others. And then we can also be a perfect person. We may not be a perfect person, but if you are following the perfect person, Mahajano yena gatasya pantha, as Prabhupada writes here, whichever position, Prahlad Maharaj, after hearing, didn't sleep with that avadhuta. Chalo, I will also sit with you. No, I heard from you, thank you very much. Now he went home. Prayayau graham. Thank you very much, I have heard. In my own position as the controller of the whole universe, I am going to essence, I understood the essence of your instruction, not to be attached. And I am going to practice from my situation at home. Prahlad Maharaj was a householder at that time. He grabbed the essence because he is another Mahajan. He is another Saragrahi. He is another Paramahamsa, as Prabhupada writes here. The conclusion is that a Paramahamsa is an exalted devotee, Bhagavat Priya. Such a Paramahamsa may be in any stage of life, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, and be equally liberated and exalted. So, here is one Paramahamsa lying down in his position, sincerely, very seriously, with no ulterior motive, trying to please the Lord from his situation. And hearing from that, of course, for all of us, Prahlad Maharaj understood and is going back and he is going to practice it from his position. That is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, shudra kene noy, jai Krishna tattva vitta se guru. Hey, Srila Prabhupada ki chai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai, thai Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much. Can take one question. Only one question. If there is any. Only question is how to become sincere, serious and read 1626 and please perfect your lives.
Prabhu, one of the very nice points in the starting you said, which struck me very much, you said one has to create time, and whenever he has got free time, he goes to something which he likes, or sometimes is to create time. So many times when we are not mature enough, we don't know how to create time, and because of that we don't give priorities to the most important things. So how to, you know, how one can create time and how one can have that understanding for that highest object of hearing basically and chanting?
We create time for prasadam, no? Why? Because we know, uske bina kal ka kaam hi nahi chalega. However busy, however devoted, but 1 o'clock. We may forget Trisandhya, but these activities we don't forget. That means on a bodily platform, the need of the body is focused. Because we know, without that we can't function, continue to function alert. So, similarly, at least theoretically, we have to hear more and more to understand that this is actually the food for the soul. This is actually the main thing. Sometimes, like our Pijavur Swami once very nicely told one story. He said there was a boy who was sent by his father some land issue of the village. So he was sent to the city. So he came to Bombay to, you know, go to the city and go to the high court and get things done. So he came here and they said, you come tomorrow. Court is closed now on Saturday, so Sunday, then Monday you come. So he came to know that there is a chowpatty here. So he went and chowpatty, and then he went to Gateway of India. He saw all the beautiful places and all that. And Tuesday he went back. So father asked him, so how was Bombay? Excellent. What chowpatty? Gateway of India, that and this. He was glorifying. And then he said, acha, okay, what about the job? Oh, job. Completely forgot about that, you know. He said, rascal, the whole thing I sent you just to that main job. That was our main job you went. And now you got involved in all the other things. You saw everything about Bombay except the main purpose you went. So similarly, the main purpose of human life, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoila Jar, Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Parupakar. This is two business. Only two business. You perfect your life, and in the process, before you go back, as many people in the boat you can put, get in, bus. This is the main business of human life, especially in India. Everything else is side business. The side business is to support the main business. Why do you want? See, we have a family. To maintain the family, we need a job. Today, if you are staying 20 hours on the job and come in the home just to sleep and then go back, which is your main business, which is your side business? Ultimately, you start relish, enjoy being there itself. The last thing you want to do is come here. Because there everything is wonderful, facilities provided. And here there is always complaint box. So gradually your whole shift, side business has become main business, and main business is pushed to the side. So we have to keep on hearing and following the footsteps of those, depending on whichever ashram we are. We have to follow in the footsteps of those who are sincerely, seriously, and hopefully without any ulterior motive, trying to pursue this path. Hear and follow. Hare Krishna. This is what my intelligence can understand. Srila Prabhupada ki chai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai, Thai Gaur Premanandi.